Hello and welcome to Heartbeat. I've been speaking about Christian community and how important it is, how it can draw us towards holiness, and how we have the responsibility to encourage each other in our faith. And this time I want to focus on what it is to rejoice in others' joys, about what God is doing in their lives. I think often we can talk about how we go through hard times in life, which we all do, and how God comes and helps us and he can come and help us in our situations. But then what I think, I can only speak for myself, but I know what I forget to do is I then forget to rejoice in what God has done. And often in our communities, I think we look over what God has done in someone else's life can be something that it can encourage us in our faith. That even though it didn't happen to me, it can encourage me because of how good God is, of what he's done, of what he's changed in someone's life. And so I want to encourage you to rejoice in other people's joys. Have your friends had their prayers answered? If they have, rejoice in the fact that God has answered their prayers. Has God provided for your friends, people in your church community? If he has, then we have to rejoice in the provision that God has done. Has he changed people's hearts and minds? Do they have stories to tell of what God has done in other people's lives that affected them? Then we should rejoice in that. Has he caused circumstances to change that seemed impossible? Then we should rejoice in that. And in another way, if that's happened to us, then we need to share that. We need to share when God has done something in our lives. We need to share when there was a situation that we thought was down and out that could not be changed, but God did. We need to share what God has done in our lives. And when we do that, we should rejoice in what God is doing, because we're reminded of who God is, how he pours his love upon us, how he wants to provide for us, how he cares for us, and how God is interested in us. And let's rejoice in other people's joys. Now, recently, my sister got a job, and it's something that we've been praying that would be the perfect job, the right timing for her to drop her children off, to come home at the end of the day, and God has provided. And so I rejoice in the provision that God has given to my sister. It wasn't for me, but I'm rejoicing in her joy. Wouldn't it be amazing if we were a part of Christian communities that rejoiced in other people's joys? Now, I've been part of Christian communities where each week we would talk about a praise report about something that God has done, and we would share with the community about the amazing work that God has done in our lives, how he changed things that we did not think would happen, how he provided things that we just were blown away by. Let's have communities where we rejoice in other people's joys. I don't know if you've heard before, but sometimes you become like the people you hang around. And one example I have is when I go to the gym, I go to a class and I love going to this particular workout class. It's called Body Attack, and it's to this pumping music, and you do these different rounds of exercise. And often between the different exercises, there's music that's just played while you're having a bit of a breather, catching your breath. And during those times, everyone starts clapping, and they start clapping. It's just like a motivational thing to get you ready to do the next exercise. And no matter where I do this class, if I do it at a different gym, it's like this thing that just happens when you're there. People know that that's what you do at that part of the music. You clap away to it and you become like everyone else in this group. Wouldn't it be amazing if in our Christian faith communities, we became like each other in the sense of rejoicing in other people's joys, of sharing what God has done, of encouraging each other in each other's faith, on taking the responsibility that I have to draw you on in your faith, that you would then do that to someone else for their faith. If we did that for each other, imagine how amazing our Christian communities would be. So I encourage you today to really think about this. Maybe you don't have a Christian church community where this is alive. I encourage you to start it. To be the one who walks in and shares about what God has done in your life. to rejoice in what God is doing in other people's lives, to encourage people onto holiness, to remind people of who God is and what He wants to do in their lives. I encourage you to be the one to step up. And you know what? Ask God to help you. Ask God to help you be that person in your community. And so as you encourage others, they can encourage you in their faith. And I pray that that's something that you would have in your life, whether it's a small group, whether it's in your church community. I encourage you to pray for it. So let's pray for that right now, that God would bless each one of us with communities where we can encourage each other in our faith. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, you made us to be part of a community, to be part of the body of Christ. Lord, I pray that you would help us, you would bless us, and you would grace us to be an encourager in our communities to each other, to encourage people in their faith, to remind them of who you are and what you want to do in their lives. Lord, would you help us to be that? And Lord, would you provide that for each one of us as well? I thank you in advance for your provision, Lord. I ask all of this in your mighty name. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.